When Yuto was finished, he picked up his rice bowl and flung it at the tavern keeper's head. The bowl bounced high, and the tavern keeper yelped in pain. The bowl clattered to the floor. The tavern keeper turned, a tight smile on his face as he rubbed his skull.
"The meal is on the house, Yuto-sama."
"You know why we're here." Yuto sucked rice from his teeth. The tavern keeper sighed and nodded. He withdrew a small paper-wrapped bundle from under the counter and slid it toward Yuto. Yuto picked it up and hefted it. His eyes drilled like icicles into the tavern keeper. He shoved the bundle back across the counter.
"There are a lot of bad men around here. Has no one discovered why the Sparrow's Nest Inn burned down last week? That was terrible. And just terrible. We don't ask for much. Imagine what would happen if bad men decided they didn't like you. What would happen then?"
The tavern keeper trembled. Yuto picked up another bowl and threw it hard at the tavern keeper's face. The tavern keeper managed to duck just enough that the bowl only glanced off.
"I said, what would happen then?" Kenichi took a deep breath and settled himself. Then he stood, bokken hanging from his left hand.
"You talk too much," Hage whispered.
"What are you doing?"
Three sets of dark, hard eyes focused on Kenichi. Yuto sucked more rice from his teeth.
"Back off, stranger. You're not from around here."
"You've disturbed my meal. Leave now."
"Interesting. That's what I was going to say to you."
Yuto glanced at his associates. The three of them stood, fingering their weapons. Hage put down his chopsticks and bowl.
"Ho-ho-ho! Now, this could be interesting."
The big one reached behind his back and pulled out the sickles. Sneering, he pointed at Kenichi's wooden sword with one.
"What are you going to do with that? Let the old man use it as a walking stick?"
"I'm going to use it to break both of your arms if you don't leave now."
The man's face flared red.
"Idiot!"
Yuto's voice was low and oily. "You clearly don't know who we work for. If you continue this, you'll only wish you were dead."
Kenichi took a deep breath, released it, and switched his bokken to his right hand. The big man raised a sickle and charged like an ox. Kenichi sidestepped the hissing blade and brought his wooden sword down across the man's forearm. A loud, meaty snap tore a howl from the man's throat. The sickle fell to earth. The howl shifted to a roar of anger, and he swung the other sickle at Kenichi's face. Kenichi caught the wooden sickle handle on his wooden blade, and with a twist, jerked it out of the man's hand, sending it flying in a high arc. Kenichi's bokken swept down across the extended forearm. A sound like a splintered sapling, the warm spurt of blood from the spear of bone tearing free of flesh. The second sickle landed several paces away. A collective gasp rippled through the onlookers, filling the moment of silence before the man screamed. The glint of sun-brightened steel flashed in Kenichi's eyes and drove him back three steps. Yuto and his other companion stepped around the wailing sickle wielder, katanas raised. They lunged toward Kenichi.